You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Knife Talk, episode 101. And this isn't a regular episode, so we're going to do something a bit different. We're going to talk about the future of Knife Talk, a few little changes we'll be having over the coming weeks, and how we're going to be back stronger and better than ever. So I'm joined by, as usual, our great host, Jeff Fader of Fader Knives, and Mareko Momasi of Momasi Fire Arts. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Fine. Even though it's bright, it's early as fuck right now. Sorry.
What time is it there for you?
I just woke up like 20 minutes ago at 6 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's not so bad. I usually up by, I don't sleep.
Well, you're
4:30.
Old.
I'm usually a 4:30 guy.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't sleep, Jeff. I get messages at weird times, and I'm thinking, well, what is the time over there? It's crazy.
I don't sleep very well.
Nah.
I don't sleep very well. I go to bed really early, and I wake up super early.
Anyway, so Christmas is coming. Christmas, and for you guys, you've got your Thanksgiving as well. So we're going to be doing some different sort of holiday programming, aren't we? We've been discussing this off air. Do you want to tell people, Jeff, what the holiday program is going to consist of?
Well, here's what the idea is. Is I like to make sure that there is content. And I like the idea of I did a podcast a long time ago, and I did a lot of live feeds. So what I thought of was that I would do some, the only thing I could think call it would be Knife Talk single track. Because the idea is we want one track only, just to make things easier for Craig. And that's going to be one of the things we're going to talk about in this episode. And I thought that I would do a couple solo podcasts where I record. I'm going to do a live stream on Black Friday early in the morning. Like when, I don't know if you know about Black Friday, Craig.
Oh, there's no getting away from it. It started already. All right, well, it's Black Week.
It used to be where people wake up super early after Thanksgiving and they go to the supermarket. They go to the markets and they get, you know, really great deals. So I thought I would do a Black Friday episode. And then I might have a guest coming in the next couple of weeks to my shop, and someone that is known. You all know her. Oh, there you go. If they show up, we're gonna do a podcast in the Jeep. And then, so I want to make sure that there is content coming through the new Christmas. I might, you know, do the beef depending on how we're all feeling. I want the all beef review to happen. We'll see what goes on with that. And then that's it. I just want to make sure we have content going through.
Yeah.
Till we're all up and running and back and squared away.
So let me rewind for the listeners to understand why we're sort of changing things up. So Jeff just mentioned that he's in his Jeep. He can't have the AC on, can't have the heating on, so he's cold in his Jeep at the moment. Mareko's climbed out of bed and he's now in his truck outside his house. I'm in my kitchen having to throw the whole family out whilst we do this. It just isn't sustainable the way we're doing things. And to be honest, I mean, we're having 50,000 listeners per episode. We're now on over 100 episodes. That's, you know, over 200 hours of us talking shit, jokes, tips, and all the beefs, all the rest of it. And how we've managed to do that the way we are is quite frankly, unbelievable. So we're all using old computers. Everything is stuck together with sticky tape. I'm using Bluetooth connections to bring in jingles. And it's just very, very difficult. And the way we do things takes probably of my time about 8-9 hours per episode with regards to the preparation. I know Jeff does a lot of preparation and Mareko does as well. But the editing, it's just a lot. And I think particularly this time of the year, when we've all got, you know, orders for Christmas to get out and all the rest of it, it's just a lot. So what I'm thinking is we're gonna change the scheduling a bit. So as Jeff said, we're not gonna have our regular sort of Monday mornings until the new year, or maybe just before, but we're certainly gonna have 2 or 3 weeks off of our regular episode. But you may well find that in your podcasting app, there'll just be the odd episode popping up. So, I mean, Jeff wants to do his sort of monologue episode, his single track, and I'm sure Marek will be doing something at some point too. Hopefully I will. So there's going to be content over the Christmas and holiday period, but it's going to be different content. And hopefully you're going to enjoy it. But going forward, things need to change. Things definitely need to change. It's just not sustainable. How cold are you today, Marek?
It's not warm in here.
None of us are in an ideal situation for doing a podcast, and as I say, I think we're punching above our weight. 50,000 listeners per episode, and we're doing this, as I say, with sticky tape and God knows how it's being held together. So we're asking for your help, for our listeners' help. I think if we can improve the show in 3 ways. What did I say? I said audio environment.
Don't edit this, goddamn
it. I can't remember.
The third is upgrades of including the listeners.
Exactly. That's the one. That's the one.
There you go.
So allowing people to dial into the show, and for us, you know, giving us the opportunity to have guests without having really shitty audio, which at the moment is what puts us off, because we've had guests on the show, but it's always a bit of a struggle because we need them to download certain software and we need to make sure they've got good connections, good mics, good headphones, and it's always a real struggle. So we found a way where we can do that, so we can get perfect audio for guests. So, you know, we can change things up as we please, and we can vary the show as much as we like.
May I just add one quick thing?
Sure.
This is all it, when we talk about the audio, when you're hearing the audio, the listeners hearing the audio, they're hearing pretty good audio. And the reason why is because Craig scrubs all three of our tracks. The way this podcast is done is we have three, where each one of us is recording our own track. We're on a Skype call. We're each recording a track. And then we send our track to Craig, who has to scrub our tracks of noise.
Of all this. All this kind of.
All that. So what you're hearing.
Dogs barking and banging.
But just, he's cleaning up the audio, and he has to do it in real time, which becomes, I mean, it becomes something that it's almost too much work for this project.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to know, because you guys are like, it sounds great. I don't know what you're talking about. I was on the live stream a minute ago, and they said, the audio sounds fine. The audio sounds fine is because Craig is scrubbing each track individually.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Another thing is sort of backups as well. So I mean, all three of us have had the time now where the tracks haven't saved for some reason, or you know, and we end up just putting up the show with just maybe two of us in, or there's lumps of audio where I just need to delete where one of us just isn't present for that time. So we've come up with a way where we can guarantee that everything's going to be good. We're going to have full backups of every show. We're going to get clean audio. And that would require having, you know, matching mics. So we want it to sound like we're all in the same room, not, you know, freezing our asses off in cars, or, you know, trying to mute the dog in a headlock at the same time. But we want it all. So we want to be professional. I think the audience deserves it. I think the fact that we're getting this many listeners, that deserves it. So we're looking for your help. We're looking for help from our listeners. And we know a lot of you get a lot of value from the show, whether it's tips or whether it's just entertainment, you know, Jeff's shitty jokes or Mareko's rants about traffic.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. But
he's not wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong. Goddamn, he's wrong. My jokes aren't shitty.
Well,
they're not great. They're not great, but they're 50, not shitty. 50, they're not great. All right. I'll meet you halfway. They're not great.
But we want our listeners to be involved a lot more. So what we've done, we've set up a GoFundMe page to take donations. And what that will allow us to do is to brighten up our show, to give it a bright future, to make sure that everything's streamlined. We can put out a quality show every morning, every Monday morning, rather.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeez. Every
you
Monday
scared
morning.
The hell out of me for a second there. Oh, my God.
As a minimum, we'll all have the equipment that we need to just record something off and send it up. So that's the plan. So if you see any value in the show, as I say, whether it's tips or whether it's just the entertainment, you can take a look at gofundme.com/knifetalk. And we're going to have this link everywhere. It's going to be on our Instagram bio. It's actually on knifetalk.net. So you can just click straight through. And what we're looking for is donations so we can get the equipment that we need to give you the show that you deserve. Now, it's not all about money. We also want your advice and your tips on how we can make the show better.
Some of us do.
And I'll be honest, if you're going to give us advice and tips, be prepared to be mocked, because there's nothing more we like doing than taking your tips and mocking them. But yeah, we really do. This is definitely community-led, this whole podcast. It wouldn't work if we didn't have, you know, tips from you guys and questions from you guys, you listeners out there. So yeah, that's the plan. So we're going to be back within a few weeks with a much, much better quality show. We'll find a way to streamline this so we can guarantee a show every Monday, at least every Monday. And I think we'll go from strength to strength, because at the moment it just isn't sustainable. So that's it. That's the news.
Well, I think that if you were to kind of dive into the opportunities, if we can have phone-ins, you can call in. We can have much more. I think that that's one of the things, you know, the name of the podcast is Knife Talk because Craig used to have guests on, and they would, you know, having guests on, it was used to be a very big part of the show. Well, when Mareko and I came on, it just became difficult. I know we've had Neil on and Jared and a few other people. Jonathan Porter happened to be in my shop, so we recorded with him while he was in my Jeep, sitting in my Jeep. It got very uncomfortable by all that.
The love truck.
He was sitting right next to me, and I couldn't look at him. It was weird. But what this gives us the opportunity to have in regular segments where we have callers call in. This has had the opportunity to say, we get a question, and I could text someone real quick. Oh, I know who can answer this. And we can get people to call in. We can get more interaction.
And we can call people. So if we're asked a question, people. I mean, obviously we get sent questions from you guys. If we don't know the answer, we're quite fortunate that we know a lot of people in the community. So we can give them a call live on the show and get them to answer.
We'll wake your asses up.
Exactly.
That I want to do. I want to call up Jared Thatcher in the morning and wake his bony ass up.
Oh, jeez.
It'll be great.
Everybody will be on a Sunday afternoon. Everybody will be putting their phones.
Like, damn right. Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, what's going to happen is if it's Sunday, you better watch your six, because we're going to be calling you up and yelling at you. You're going to yell and call that googly-eyed fuck Josh Scott. We'll call his ass up on a Sunday morning. You want to hear from Mertansu? We'll call his ass up on a Sunday. We'll call up anybody. Neil, everybody got all their numbers.
I've got to say, last week's show where we had all these people, they gave questions for the quiz and so, it went down so well with the audience, didn't it? I had some really nice messages of people saying congratulations on the show. So thank you all so much for that.
Well, this is the idea, is to kind of take this podcast, and I was saying on the live stream, our biggest problem now is there's two things, and it's just two things we're addressing. It's the audio, how to make it so it's not something that needs to be professionally produced. Like, that's what a lot of guys do. A lot of on podcast networks, they have producers that do the editing. Well, we don't have that. Craig is having to do this while he got two kids suckling on him while he's trying to make knives.
I don't. I do
kids.
Not want to see that meme picture. If Kyle's watching, please don't make that.
Craig's breastfeeding his kids while he's trying to fix our audio. It's too much. So another thing is if you wanted to really, if one of our sponsors are listening and you want to like sponsor my my podcast booth that I'm building, I'm actually in the middle of building a podcast booth. I'll name it after you. It could be the Even Heat Studios.
It could be the
Combat Abrasive Studios. I got a perfect podcast booth.
So, let's tell people what the plans are. So first of all is our environment. We want to change our environment so at the source the audio is going to sound better. Jeff has an old, I think it's an old toilet by the looks of things. He's going to turn into a dedicated podcasting booth.
I thought about that. I got to tell you, I did think about turning my bathroom. My bathroom is the perfect size. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit on the toilet the whole time? So I actually have the front door to my shop has like a booth. It's a booth before you get in. It's almost like an alcove or like a little mudroom. Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect spot to build, you know, just to soundproof it and make it somewhat of a sound booth. But I did think about sitting in the bathroom.
But the idea is, yeah, we're going to soundproof it. We're going to put these acoustic tiles on it so it deadens the sound inside. I'm going to do the same in my shop. So again, a booth, soundproofed, deaden the sound from the inside too with these acoustic foam tiles. So it's going to sound like we're in the same room. Mareko is slightly different. He's going completely Breaking Bad style on us. So you tell us, Mareko, what's your plan?
Well, I have a sweet little Lazy Days RV that it'll be good to have it set up remotely from the house. I think part of one of the biggest problems that I have with the recording is that I'm down in the basement and there are squeaky floorboards and it sounds like I'm just sitting in a rocking chair the whole time, kind of. But this way I'm removed from the house. Because at 6 o'clock in the morning, my shop's about 35 minutes from me. I'm not looking to drive all the way to my shop just to record on a Sunday morning. So we're going to set it up in the RV. I'll be in there by myself. We'll have a good connection and hopefully perfect silence behind everything I have to say.
Yeah, bitch. That's a Breaking Bad reference.
Oh, jeez. I was like, that was, what the, what happened?
Folded on the wrong audience, maybe.
Guys talking about his RV, and you're calling him a bitch. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a Breaking Bad
reference. So that's the idea. We all plan to have matching mics, so we'd all be using exactly the same microphones. And as I said, the idea is we're going to sound like we're in the same room without any editing done. And that's something else that we're going to find. So at the moment, as Jeff said, I'm scrubbing all the audio for all the things. But I'm also scrubbing out a lot of the mistakes and stuff that we made during the show. And I'm going to stop doing that. So you're just going to hear our conversations from start to finish as they are, with all the mistakes, all the blunders. And I think that'll just make for a more sort of real show, to be honest with you.
I've had a couple heaters over the year that you had to pull out. It might have been for my own benefit. I think it was to save my life.
Yeah.
You scrubbed out a couple real heaters. Real
bad
ones.
I think one particularly. Yes, I know.
It was the first episode I was on? That was a bad one.
But the idea is we're going to leave everything in. So take us as we are, basically. That's the idea. But yeah, that's it. So we want a much cleaner show for you with regards to the audio. We want to be more consistent with regards to putting shows out, because over the last maybe 2 months, we've missed a few weeks, and we understand it's not good for us. We want to put everything out at least once a week. So with these plans, we'll be able to do that with minimal fuss to us, with little disruption to us, and with a better quality show to give us more options to have guests. And I'm just really looking forward to phoning up Jared now to wake him up on a Monday morning.
You know, it'll be like a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be able to post up on, Knife Talk, and then there'll be, I don't know, is there going to be a phone line people call in, or I don't know how that's going to work, but it's going to be a much more professional sounding podcast.
And, yeah.
But with that said, Craig has done a phenomenal job doing the editing. There was one episode where Mareko, his connection died. And and there was one point where it was like I was talking and then he seamlessly edited it so Mareko never even left. And we had to even say, oh, by the way, Mareko left. Craig's been working like a dog.
You know,
to
I've
make
got
sure
a,
these
I've got a folder of little audio clips of the three of us going, yes, Yes, yes. Just so I can add them in occasionally when we lose our connection.
That's a good idea. Well, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a super good idea. But, you know, Craig's been like, I mean, it's been a giant monumental task to make this sound the way it does now, but we just want to make it better.
Yeah. And I'll be completely honest. Earlier in this week, we reached our 100 episodes, and that was like a huge milestone. And I sent, I mean, you know, Mareko and Jeff both know, I sent them both an email saying, I don't think this is sustainable anymore. And it was almost a case of, well, we're sort of going to have to pull the plug, because from my point of view, it's two things. It's the quality of the show, and it's the time that it takes to do. So we're like, well, and the three of us got our heads together and come up with this way where we can reduce the time and improve the quality. So that's what we really want to be doing. And yeah, as we said, make it more interactive. We want a really fun show. The format's going to change a bit as well, because, you know, it gets a little bit tired just us asking questions and taking your tips. So we'll be doing all those regular slots, but we've got lots of fun stuff to come to.
Yeah.
So how can you help us? Hey, man, you know what you should do. You should go to GoFundMe.com/KnifeTalk. And we're asking for just one-off donations for us to be able to improve our environments, get our new mics and get a backup machine and all these different things. And this super-duper machine, which allows us to take phone calls and all the rest of it. So it's really going to sort of kickstart a new version of Knife Talk. We're hoping to be doing this in the new year, maybe even sooner. But yeah, our holiday season now, you're going to see different types of episodes. And this will give us the opportunity to sort of play with things as well and just see what works. And we're just going to have some fun over the holiday season. So yeah, I think the first one we got up is Jeff is doing next Friday. So we should be getting one pretty soon after, an episode pretty soon after.
Yeah, well, I'm going to record it Friday, Black Friday in the morning, and then it'll be up Monday.
Cool.
If I can, you know, as long as I can get it. You know, nice and clean audio to Craig. It should be in the normal spot, and we'll have some fun. We'll fool around.
Yes, yeah.
I'll use the Instagram Live. I'll try to make it interactive.
And Mareko, if you've got any ideas for anything you want to put out, let's just put stuff up there, and people can decide what they like and what they don't like.
Sure.
Ugh, yeah. Don't rate them. Jesus Christ. Don't allow these people to rate these podcasts, because that
probably
is just going to.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thanks, Craig.
So
I'm fucked.
So what have you two guys got planned for your holiday season, for your Thanksgiving, which we don't do over here. We don't. Christmas is our one. We don't do Thanksgiving at all. So what are you guys doing?
Myself, we actually just drive a little bit south. Sarah's my wife, her side of the family, especially her mom's side of the family, is all down south, and so we just drive about an hour. And her uncle is a phenomenal cook. He's an incredible and a chef. He's been chefing for basically his entire life. And so it's always a very special occasion to be able to go down there and eat some of the delicious food that he's been cooking up. And then Christmas-wise, we keep it local. We do all the family stuff. We have a New Year's Eve dinner. Or sorry, New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve dinner at my brother-in-law's house. And then everybody does Christmas morning at the grandparents' house, my
nice.
In-laws. And yeah, it's really good. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds nice. Does. What do you do, Jeff?
Well,
don't tell me you work Christmas Day.
Well, no, but Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving is a strange holiday because it falls on a Thursday. And what we were planning on is just keeping our mouths shut and nobody was, and then there's just going to be the three of us and maybe my mother and just have a little something simple. But then the mishpucha got involved, my in-laws. And we're going to, all of a sudden, I had to order a 20-pound turkey, which I didn't think I was going to have to do. So I'm very happy that we're having a pile of people over. I'm gritting my teeth while I say this.
Turkey,
it's fine.
Turkey paella.
You know what? Hey, listen, you want to see the hilarious thing is? So my wife said, who is fantastic, and we don't get to see her brother and sister very often in their family. So they were like, she's like, they want to come over for Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, great. I'm thinking, oh, and nothing to do with them. I'm just a miserable fuck. So I said, hey, Hale, I got this great idea. Why don't we make a paella for Thanksgiving? It'll be so much fun. And she's like, do a turkey. So, yeah. So all of a sudden, I'm back on turkey patrol. So I ordered a turkey and I got to cook a turkey. And I'm going to be working up until Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to be here. I have a hot deadline. So I need to get 10 knives in the mail by Friday afternoon. So.
Those
are
pretty
damn cool. Yes.
Sorry, Jack. I'm waiting for the hilarious bit. Go on. Where's the punchline?
When did I say it was hilarious? That's your thing. None of it's hilarious. Hilarious. That's hilarious. My in-laws are coming. Not my mother-in-law and father-in-law, but my brother and sister-in-laws and their families. And I'm thrilled.
Nice.
And we're going to make some food. And I'll bitch a little bit. And then I'll tell you the whole story on Friday. On the Friday episode, we'll see how bad it got. Awkward.
So I think that's all we wanted to say, really, for this episode. Just that look out for other episodes over the holiday period. I haven't heard it yet, actually, but I know the Blacksmith's Pub have just done a Christmas episode. And Jeff, were you involved with that?
Oh, my God.
I've heard some chat about that.
Listen, here's one person I want to get on the podcast. Once we have our phone lines in, Sunset Forge, New Jersey is a funny guy. Sunset was on the podcast on Blacksmith's Pub, and they started calling people. And then as they're calling people, I know they called a couple other guys. Rick Barter kept drinking the whole time. And by the time they called me up, he had a couple pops in him. And it got a little bit weird. It was funny. But it was like, you can hear my nighttime disgust. So listen to the song. They're the great guys. This is a great podcast. John Ariani, might be MVP for the podcast. He needs his own podcast. We got to get him on here once we get our phone lines up.
Yeah.
He is a funny motherfucker. That guy is a funny, funny guy. So go listen to the Blacksmith's Pub this holiday season and listen. Listen to the progression of Rick Barter. Oh man! Once I get on, it's like he got tore up from the floor up.
Brilliant.
So
that's the show. That's the show. Remember, you can sort of contribute to our upgrades if you like at GoFundMe.com/KnifeTalk. They do actually ask, just to put it there, if you are kind enough to donate, they do say, would you like to give a tip? And that goes to the website to GoFundMe. But you can just pick other and pick zero if you like.
Yeah, say, here's your tip.
Exactly, yeah.
Beat it.
Exactly. But yeah.
And we're going to shout people's names out too,
right?
And we're going to do something for the people. We're going to have a list of the people, and we're going to give a nice big shout out to everybody and try to figure out a way to thank you personally.
Yes, and there's talk of stickers. We all love a sticker.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
No, seriously, out there, they're on their way.
All right, so you donate, you get a sticker.
Well, there we go.
Fucking stickers.
Anything else we need to add to that?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say one last thing, is that, obviously, we don't know what everybody's financial situation is, and we appreciate your awesome and incredible support. And if you are not able to monetarily support, anything you can do to help spread the word and share, we would really love and appreciate as well, I think.
Perfect, yeah.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. Much nicer than I would have said.
What would you have said?
I would have said, come on, pull those wallets out, you fucks. Break it out. Break out a couple bucks. $1, $2, $3. I'm not asking for much.
Let's finish with that. So, again, it's GoFundMe.com/KnifeTalk. That address will be in the bio of our Instagram. Oh, we've also got a Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
Hot news. Literally set up this morning, or yesterday, rather. So I'll put that somewhere. I'll put it in the Instagram or somewhere. You'll be able to link to it. We've got this forum on knifetalk.net. It's not really being used too much, so I thought maybe a lot of people are just using Facebook. And the idea is there that, listeners can chat amongst themselves and ask questions, that kind of thing. It's another sort of resource.
Sure.
I'll put that address somewhere and people will be able to get there.
Nice.
That's a show. So thank you all so much for listening. As I said, this is episode 101, and who'd have thought? back when I did that very first episode, that we'd be nearly 3 years down the line and on episode 101. But thank you all so much, and we shall, well, first of all, have a great holiday season if we don't speak to you before, and we shall speak to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.